Hello and welcome to Core Women. My name is Dr. Summer Watson, and I'm the founder of Core Women, and I'm also an empowerment strategist for women. So if you're listening to this podcast to delve more into empowerment strategies, well, you're here for the right reason. However, Core Women was also developed because it's a special place that provides a unique idea of home for the hearts and souls of women. It's a place for us to share our strength, energy, wisdom, and authenticity. It's a place for women to find support and strategic empowerment ideas that will help support their lives. Today on the show, I'd like to welcome Katie Beth. She is a vocal talent where she has been rocking since 2004 in Wisconsin and Tennessee. She is full of energy, talent, and is blazing a trail in the music world. Let's get right into talking about your journey, Katie Beth, and welcome.
Hello. Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. So let's talk about your journey and how your adventure in the music world started.
Yeah. So my mom always says that I basically came out of her singing. I've always been someone who performs and sings. I tell a story that, and it's not a story, it's actually my real life, that I grew up, you know, we grew up in the bars when I was young. That was just kind of the thing that we did. And so I was always, even as young as two or three, performing and singing and always doing something, dressing up. I have pictures of me at like 4 years old and I'm in like sparkly tube tops. So I've just always been someone who's performed. And I was in my early 20s, right after high school, was working three jobs, going to college, trying to, you know, make money and find my way, and working really, really late DJing. And I was driving home one night and a song came on the radio, a voice that I'd never heard. And the words were, "Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. This time I'm going to make my dreams come true." And the song was "Baby Girl" by Sugarland. I drove right to the all-night Walmart and I bought the CD. The very next day I got the word "Believe" tattooed on my wrist so that I would remind myself every day to believe in this dream. And I vowed that I would never stop chasing it for the rest of my life until it came true.
What an absolutely cool story. And what an awesome journey you've been through thus far. I mean, that is awesome. So how would you describe your music and the inspiration for your songs?
Yeah, so I would say that my music is rock and country and full of soul and heart and lyrics and every part of music, from the creation of writing the songs to recording, producing, putting them out, marketing, every aspect is me. I don't have a team. I don't have a label. You know, I don't have people overseeing everything that I do. Every single thing is authentically me, because I want all of it is a representation of me. So every single song, from mixing it to producing it to the packaging, just all of it, everything is my vision and my hands-on of what I want to put out for the world.
Well, that's terrific. So, you know, I was listening to some of your music and I really love your song "On Your Left." How did that come about?
Yeah, so I've been playing with my guitar player for the last 10 years, 10 years this August, actually. And we met, funnily enough, over Craigslist. He came on audition for the band. And early on, and so working together, I realized that he's a genius at writing music and really catchy guitar riffs and melodies. And so we wrote most of Here I Am, the second album, and 80% of this new album that I'm working on together. And one day we were just having a conversation, and I think we were talking about like the stage plot or something. And he said something like, "As long as I'm on your right." And I was like, "Yeah, I'll be on your left." And so the title came from that, but the story itself was really, it's weird because almost all of my songs, I would say 92% of them, I've written from my real life experiences. "On Your Left" is not really written from anything real life. It's just, it's one of those that just lent itself to the title. And we kind of wrote a song around the title. And that third verse is my absolute favorite to sing live, to hear it recorded. It's why I chose the cover of the single. because that third verse is just so powerful. Right. And I don't really have a poignant story to go with it. It came from the saying, as long as you're on my right, I want to be on your left.
That is awesome. I just love that. There was something about the music that really caught me, and as well as the lyrics, but I love the title. It's absolutely engaging. So thank you for that music. I mean, I love it.
Yeah.
But you've done so much already. And one of the things that you're doing to diversify in your career is you started a radio show called Breaking Boundaries Music. So tell us a little bit more about that platform and the awesome things you talk about.
Yeah, so it's kind of crazy how it all came to happen. I've been doing music full time for 10 years, and then for 4 years about not so full time. I took a little bit of a break. I also went back to school. So 10 years of really hitting the pavement full time, all the time. This was my job. And I just kind of, in the last year and a half, just kind of hit a roadblock of, I can only take myself so far. There's only so much in the music industry that I can do for myself. You know, right. As an independent artist, you can distribute the music, you can market it and put it on all the platforms and play the shows. But you come to a point where you just need another entity, another catalyst to take you to the next place. And I just kind of gotten to a place where I'm like, I don't know what's next. I've played every show and every venue that I can get myself into. I've toured, I've played the Midwest, I've played in Nashville, I've played this, I've done this, and I don't know what's next. But I always wanted to be on the radio since I was a kid. That's just always, I don't do well. I'm kind of socially awkward in situations and talking with people, and even my best friends always say, well, you never tell us about yourself, you don't talk about yourself, I'm just very I'm kind of a hermit. I love talking to people about their lives. I love interviewing them. I'm just not good at talking about myself. But when you put a microphone on me, there's just something, it's like this total change of, I just come alive. And so I've just always enjoyed being behind a microphone, whether it was to talk, whether it was to sing, whether it was to interview people. So I had talked to my manager and my management company, and I was just like, how do I get to be on the radio now? What do I do to pursue it? I didn't go to school for it, and I knew that I wouldn't be the best candidate for a traditional terrestrial radio because I don't really play by the rules, I swear. So I ended up doing this interview with a indie country music radio station, and within 6 seconds of being on the phone with them live, the DJ goes, blah, 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 how are you today? And I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. And I ended up telling him that I was talking to him without any pants on because in my regular life, I don't wear pants. My friends always joke that they'll send me a text or they'll knock on the door and they'll wait because they know that I have to go put pants on in order to answer the door.
That's
so after the interview, my manager calls and she's like, really, Katie? And I'm like, I'm sorry, that's just my real life. I can't help it.
This is who I am. Right? And it's so funny because, and I'm going to just interject here for a minute because I watched this show called The Goldbergs. And every time, have you seen it?
No.
Okay. So every time the dad comes in the door, he immediately takes off his pants and he just sits around in his boxers and his t-shirt.
I love it.
So you gotta watch it. You gotta watch it because it reminds me of what you're saying. So go on. Sorry.
Yeah. So he ended up putting the interview out, and I don't know, maybe a couple of days or a few weeks later, he called up my manager and was like, would Katie Beth be interested in doing a radio show? And she was like, oh my goodness, I had been wanting to get into podcasting, but I had no idea how to do it.
Right.
And it just kind of came at the right time, and so they offered me to do a show, and I literally, he said, you can do anything you want. You can play music, you can talk, you can do interviews. You literally have 2 hours a week to do whatever you want. And they have like 30,000 subscribers. They're international. And so I was like, oh my goodness, this is the next step. Let's do this. And so I just decided to make it everything that I not only want radio to be, that I enjoy listening to, but also it's an introspective look at the things that I don't do well, like sharing my life, like sharing my personal stories and things that I've been through and stuff that nobody knows because I don't do well with sharing that. But you put that mic on me and it's a whole other story.
So. Right. And it's funny because you're talking about the mic and you have an intimate relationship with this mic, you know, from from singing to telling your story and to telling, having people tell their story and engaging through that mic. And that's awesome because that's your medium to actually engage people and to be authentic. So that's exciting. I'm excited for you, you know, because it seems like breaking boundaries music is just such an exciting place to be. So tell me, what are some of the things that you talk about? So do you play music? Do you talk about yourself? What do you talk to other people? Do you host them? Tell me more.
Yeah. So my very first episode was January 3rd. So the first Thursday of 2019. And I talked about, I had never known my last name, my real birth certificate last name until I was 18 years old. And I had to go and get it legally changed. And so that was the first episode. And then since then I've had artists and musicians. I told my coming out story last week. Tonight I'm telling a story I've told literally like two people in the entire world. Next week I have this really incredible artist and friend of mine who's just kind of blowing up in the outside of the realm of music world, and I got to talk to him. And then I have some of my friends coming on that are in the music world, and it's kind of everything. It's just talking about life, sharing my stories, playing music, all kinds of things.
Wow, what a growing experience too that you're experiencing through doing this radio show. That's awesome. So
absolutely.
Let me ask you another question. What's your ultimate goal as a vocal artist?
To get on a tour bus tomorrow and live there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's to really just to be able to make music, pay my bills, and live that every single day and not have to work four different jobs or do all these different things, you know, because creating is really, I mean, I find myself doing that till 4 a.m. every day. I wake up and I just want to create, whether it's content for the radio show or new songs or just constantly creating for this dream and this vision. So if I could do that and feel that, to feel my actual real life and pay the bills, that's the ultimate dream.
Well, I hear that. So my last question for you is, if you were to leave the listeners with some words of wisdom today, what would they be?
Be who you are and be who you are without exception. Just live your truth. Don't be scared. I spent a lot of my formative years being worried about what other people thought and being judged and bullied and unsure of just being authentically who I was. It took me 30 years to be able to just say, this is who I am. This is who I've always been. This is who I'm going to be, take it or leave it. So just be that dream, follow the dreams, even if they seem crazy and outside of reality or that will happen, just totally be yourself and no matter what anybody else thinks.
Terrific words of wisdom. And thank you so much for being on the Core Women podcast today, Katie Beth.
Thank you so much for having me. I think what you're doing is exceptional, and I'm so glad that there is a platform like this. So really, my sincere thanks for asking me and for you giving women a platform like this.
Thank you. If you would like to learn more about Katie Beth, please go to her website at katiebeth.net and follow her on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. If you need a strategic empowerment coach, contact me. If you want to tell your story of empowerment or how you have reconstructed your life to drive change, send me a video or an email of your story, providing permission to use it on my social media platforms. If you want to be featured on my podcast, reach out to me at info@corewomen.com. I want to hear from you and to get to know you. You are now part of the Core Women home. Let's get to know each other. Let's learn from one another. Please follow Core Women on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Please let your women friends know about this podcast. If you write about Core Women in your social media posts, please hashtag Core Women. This is all about women. Thank you for taking the time to learn more about Core Women, and please stay tuned for continued growth of the Core Women movement. Let's grow and drive change together.